Welcome to Britt Lachey Speaks, where I speak on topics of music, movies, tech trends, books, and overall creative inspirations. Thank you for joining me, and don't be afraid to chime in on today's topic. Peace and blessings. Hola, fam, and welcome back to another episode of Britt Lachey Speaks. I'm your host, Britt Lachey, and today we have something quite thrilling to sink our teeth into, pun intended. We'll be diving deep into my recent read, The Southern Book Club's Guide to Slaying Vampires by Grady Hendrix. But before we sink our teeth into this juicy review, don't forget to hit that subscribe button and share this podcast with your fellow bookworms. So let's get into it. I have to confess, I didn't really know what to expect when I cracked open this book. Grady Hendrix was a new author for me, and I was entering uncharted literary territory. But something about the synopsis had me intrigued, and I said, what the hell? Let's go for it. And go for it I did. The book does start off a bit slow. I won't deny that. It takes a good little second to get into. But this is a case of patience is a virtue. Stick with it, and you'll be rewarded. After about 10 chapters, the story picks up its pace, and does it pick up tremendously. The chapters are fairly small, so it's not like you're reading 100, 200 pages before it picks up. No, it's fairly short chapters. What truly captivated me were the characters in this book. I found myself identifying slightly with the women of the book club, which made the story even more engaging for me. They all had their strengths and, of course, some weaknesses that they had to grapple with. It's the complexity of these characters that adds depth into the narrative. Now, let's talk favorites. My personal favorite characters were like a seesaw. I couldn't quite make up my mind if I wanted it to be Kitty or Slick, because both had moments that endeared them to me. Kitty's determination and resilience were inspiring, while Slick's charisma and wit brought a much needed touch of humor to the story. But it's not just about the characters. It's about the overarching story. This book, once it gets going, really holds your attention hostage. It's a gripping narrative that keeps you turning the pages, eager to find out what in the world a book club would do when confronted with vampires. It is the best of both worlds. It's book reading, a book club, book reading, who happens to encounter vampires. I mean, paranormal foolishness at its best. In conclusion, The Southern Book Club's Guide to Slaying Vampires is a must-read for anyone who enjoys a good mix of Southern charm, horror, and a dash of humor. Grady Hendrix has woven a tale that is both unsettling and oddly relatable. So my book brothers and sisters, grab a copy and join the unforgettable book club adventures.
Like what you hear so far? Make sure you never miss a show by clicking the subscribe button now. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Now back to the show.
Shout out to my sci-fi aficionados. Let's go deep into the genre that has captured the hearts of many, including myself. Bad sci-fi films and shows. TV shows, series, the works. Yes, you heard me right. Bad sci-fi. Those cheesy, over-the-top movies and TV shows and series that make you question your own taste, yet you just can't stop watching them. I mean, you are glued to the tube or the movie screen. Now, you might be wondering, why on earth do I and so many others have this inexplicable love for bad sci-fi? Well, that's what we're here to talk about and explore today. All right, let's get into this. We're talking about two iconic franchises that epitomize the genre. Tremors and Sharknado, baby. First up, Tremors. Giant underground worms terrorizing a small desert town. What's not to love? It's a film that takes itself just seriously enough to make you invested in the characters, but not so seriously that you can't laugh at the absurdity of it all. Kevin Bacon battling graboids and Reba McEntire, count me in. I love me some Reba. And then there's Sharknado, a tornado filled with sharks. It's like someone's reached into our collective subconscious and pulled out the most outlandish idea that they could ever find. But you know what? It kind of works. The sheer ridiculousness of it all is what keeps us coming back for more. We can't help but marvel at the creativity behind these imaginative disasters and exactly how many famous stars they can put in as cameo in each movie. And I'll be doggone, there's like over 4 Tremors and Sharknado movies. I'm not quite sure, but there are a ton of them. And I know for a fact that Tremors has a series as well. But what is it about these bad sci-fi films that makes them so addictive? Well, for one, they don't take themselves too seriously. They embrace the campiness, the terrible CGI in some cases, and the overacting with open arms. It's like a comforting, guilty pleasure that we can escape to whenever we need a good laugh. Moreover, these films often bring people together, whether it's a group of friends gathered around the TV with popcorn in hand, a couple of drinks, or online communities dissecting each and every hilarious moment. Bad sci-fi fosters a sense of community and shared enjoyment. It's a bonding experience like no other. But perhaps the most compelling aspect of our love for bad sci-fi is the sheer unpredictability. You never know what absurd plot twist or terrible special effect you're going to witness next. It keeps us on the edge of our seats, eager to see just how far they'll take it. And normally they go right off the ledge. And we love them for it. So the next time someone questions your taste for bad sci-fi films, TV, or series shows, just remember that it's all in good fun. These movies and shows may not win Oscars or Emmys, but they win our hearts with their charm, humor, and endless entertainment value. I hope you've enjoyed our dive into the world of bad sci-fi. And if you haven't already, go ahead and queue up Tremors or Sharknado for your next movie night. You won't regret it.
Coming up is the word of the week. What word do we have this week?
In each episode of this podcast, we dive deep into the beauty, the nuance, and the impact of a single word. Words are like keys that unlock the doors to our thoughts, emotions, and experiences. And today's word is no exception. Now let's get right into it. This word of the week is resilience. Resilience is a word that has taken on a greater significance in recent years, and for good reason. It's the ability to bounce back from adversity, to withstand life's challenges, and to emerge stronger than before. It's a quality that we all possess in some degree, but it's also one that we can cultivate and we can nurture. I believe that the understanding and embracing resilience is a key to leading a fulfilling and empowered life. It's about facing setbacks, failures, and hardships with grace and determination. Resilience is not about avoiding pain. It's about learning, growing, and finding strength in the face of it. So how can we harness the power of resilience in our own lives? Well, that's the question. Let's take a moment to reflect on what resilience means to you. How has it played a role in your life? Have you faced challenges that tested your resilience, your patience, your sanity, your religion, all of the above? I encourage you to think about these questions, journal your answers, or you can share with the podcast if you feel inclined to do so. We'd love to hear from you. I want to leave you with the thought. Resilience is not just a word. It's a way of life. It's a reminder that no matter what life throws our way, we have the inner strength to overcome, adapt, and thrive. Thank you for joining me on an episode of Britt Lachey Speaks. Remember, words have the power to inspire, transform, and connect us all. And that wraps up another insightful episode of Britt Lachey Speaks. I hope you found our exploration of resilience as inspiring as I did. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Your feedback is incredibly valuable as we continue to explore the power of words in our lives. Until next time, remember, words have the power to shape our world and our destiny. Choose them wisely and let resilience be your guiding light. This is Britt Lachey signing off. Take care, stay resilient, and keep speaking your truth. Thanks for listening to Britt Lachey Speaks. Subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or Google Podcasts. Connect with me on Instagram at BLT_speaks and Facebook at Britt Lachey Speaks. That's BRITTLASHEA Speaks. Want to join in on the conversation? Leave a message on the hotline. Dial 615-424-7856. I look forward to hearing from you. Peace and blessings. See you on the next episode.